Penguin Random House Audio presents Shakespeare in a Divided America, What His Plays Tell Us About Our Past and Future, by James Shapiro. Read for you by Fred Sanders. For My Brother, Michael. Introduction. Read by almost everyone at school, staged in theaters across the land, and long valued by conservatives as highly as by liberals, Shakespeare's plays remain common ground, one of the few places where Americans can meet and air their disparate views. For well over two centuries, Americans of all stripes, presidents and activists, writers and soldiers, have also turned to Shakespeare's works to give voice to what could not readily or otherwise be said. That engagement dates back to before the Revolutionary War, when Hamlet's famous soliloquy, "To be or not to be," was appropriated both by defenders of British rule and by those seeking to overthrow it. Not long after, Shakespeare's contentious histories offered the founding fathers, all too aware of the vulnerabilities of the government they had created, a roadmap for where the young republic might be heading. Those who read these plays with a view to the treachery, perfidy, treason, murder, cruelty, sedition, and rebellions of rival and unbalanced factions, President John Adams warned, would find one of the most instructive examples for the perusal of this country. A prescient Adams even reworked a passage from Henry V to show how a foreign despot might collude in putting a more pliable leader in the White House.